T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Will Carroll, of course, comes in every week. He is our injury expert. He is brand manager for Modus Global. He's a columnist for BetQL, and he has the inside skinny on all the guys that are dinged up and let us know where they stand. And he joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Will.
Will.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Aren't you excited for that short-timers bowl? Two teams that are going to move and kind of completely screw us up so that we call them by the wrong team name?
Yeah, the San Diego Oakland game is going to be what, Los Angeles or against. And by the way, I'm still, you know, Dean Spanos and I go back a long time. I don't trust him much on what he says. So if he says he's not moving to London, I say there's a chance he might move to London. I don't know.
Exactly right. I don't think it'll be him. I think it'll be the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's so complex to get that done, but it's going to require that rarest of trades, the franchise trade.
Boy, that's going to be logistically, that is going to be a nightmare. That is going to be a straight-up nightmare. But let's jump into some of this college football because, you know, we've been seeing a lot of Tua Tagovailoa running around in shorts, not getting hit a lot. What can we glean from the video that we've seen of him and how healthy is he and how much are we expected to see him this Saturday?
Not much. The video you see from practice, those are pretty much set up. It's kind of propaganda out of the Alabama machine. But what it does tell us is he's upright, he's moving, and he has a relatively stable base. What we don't know is can he make those kind of instinctual athletic movements that, you know, you've got a big guy running at you. What are you going to do? Are you going to be able to move? Are you going to be able to throw? Or are you kind of going to just have to go fetal and hope you aren't hit too hard? So far, we haven't seen anything that shows us that. But does he have a good chance of playing? Yes. Do I believe he's going to play? Yes. Do I believe he's going to play well? Also, yes. This surgery, we talked about it, this tightrope surgery using internal brace to go between and over where the ligament was damaged, I think it's a great surgery. I wrote about this a couple of years ago when it was a new technology. What surprises me is this is not done more, and it is not done at all at the NFL level. I don't know what the reluctance is, but I think, first, Tagovailoa playing well, and second, hearing him have his name called in the first couple picks of the NFL draft is going to make teams look a little bit harder at this technology.
Talking with Will Carroll, of course, our injury expert from Modus Global. Hey, Matt Ryan. Now, the Falcons go down to New Orleans on Sunday. Matt Ryan has been working out. We expect he did to have limited practice yesterday. Also dealing with an ankle as he goes into this game against the Saints. What are you hearing or what are you thinking about Matt Ryan's availability and his ability to be 100% or at least effective on Sunday?
I think he's going to be very close. Again, you know, Ryan is not the most mobile quarterback. So all he needs is a stable base, and he's had that. A lot of people have been focused on the walking boot. You know, walking boots are like crutches used to be 20 years ago. If you stub your toe, the athletic trainers handed you a crutch. Same thing, yeah, especially for a valuable player. You put him in a walking boot, you take the pressure off it, you make sure it doesn't get any worse. You certainly stabilize it if you have a worry that it's going to be worse and you want to get an MRI to completely lock things down. So I think this was your garden variety, you know, basketball kind of sprain, and he'll be out there and be the normal Matt Ryan.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to Will Carroll, injury expert, brand manager for Modus Global. Jacoby Brissett, we're talking about quarterbacks. He has an MCL sprain. How likely is it that he plays Sunday?
I think he does. I think the question is going to be, how much did the coaches like Brian Hoyer? They brought Hoyer in pretty famously, paid him a lot of money. Double what Brissett was making before they redid his contract. And Hoyer's a good quarterback. He's the perfect backup. Brissett, on the other hand, is also considered a pretty darn good backup, but he's played pretty well. He wears a brace on that front knee, and that may have saved him when Quentin Nelson got knocked into his leg. he's not going to have any trouble adjusting to a brace, which other quarterbacks who don't regularly wear that kind of brace have it. And you can play without an MCL. You know, if you think back, when Adrian Peterson had his ACL rupture and had to have it reconstructed, he also tore his MCL, and the surgeons didn't fix that. So Peterson has been playing, gosh, the better part of a decade without an MCL, and he's pretty good. So I don't think this is going to be a problem at all for Brissett. It's going to come down to a coach's decision.
And talking with Will Carroll, Will, this year, notwithstanding Andrew Luck's retirement, we've had something I read on the order of 20 to 21 quarterbacks dinged up to various levels this year, all the way from out for a few games or maybe just missing a game or a portion of a game to out for an extended period of time, like Ben Roethlisberger, or in the case of Drew Brees, he was out for an extended period of time. Mm-hmm. Nick Foles was out for an extended period of time. He's, of course, now back. Where do we stand with Patrick Mahomes and not only his ability to come back, because it looks like he comes back, but how careful do you have to be considering the part of his game is his ability not necessarily to be a running quarterback, but to be a quarterback who can move the pocket and be so quick on his feet?
Yeah, that's the interesting issue. Right now what they're worried about is re-injury, which would be not season-ending, but pretty close. You know, we said at the start of this it was going to be a 3 to 4 week process, and here we are. It's a 3 to 4 week process. I don't think he's going to play this week. I'm questioning whether he comes back next week. They have a bye in week 12, and that always factors into things. They played okay with Matt Moore. He's done enough in most situations. Tough schedule, and a couple tough plays could have swung this thing. But I think Mahomes is going to be able to come back. He feels comfortable. There is a chance he plays this week, 3 weeks after the injury. I would say at best it's 50-50, and we'll know very early today after practice.
Will, I got a question about Cam Newton. Now, I know his injury, they said that he doesn't have surgery, but have you ever seen anything like this where the injury isn't healing properly and they had to put a guy like that on IR?
I have some questions about this. This is actually going to be the lead in my BetQL column today, so I'll give you guys a little sneak preview. I'm not sure how much this actually has to do with the injury. I think there is an injury, obviously. I think there is an injury that hasn't healed 100%, and it certainly makes Newton uncomfortable. I go back and start looking at what he talked about at the start of the season, which was how much he was working on his cardio. Does that mean he couldn't put a ton of weight on it? He very famously bought a Peloton, did some things with the company, but riding a stationary bike doesn't put a ton of pressure on your feet. He actually has a ride you can do on there where you can watch him, and he doesn't – I went back and watched this. This is how deep I get into it. He doesn't stand up very much during the class. So I wonder if this is an ongoing thing that he's just never become comfortable with. The feet are very, very complex. A Lisfranc sprain is difficult. If you go all the way back to Dr. Lisfranc in the Napoleonic War, his cure for it was to amputate. We've got a little bit better than that. I think this comes down to an injury that's there and problematic, but it's really more about Kyle Allen playing well and kind of Wally Pipping him.
Wow, Wally Pipp.
Well, yeah, that's going to be a big thing. We look forward to your article. We'll throw it out towards us. I'd like to read it at BetQL about Cam Newton and his future. I appreciate your jumping into the program as always, Will, and thanks for your insight.
Thanks a lot, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.